Tu sais?
Well, Mr. Holmes, what is to be our next move?
Our next move? We're going back to the quadrangle.
Mr. Holmes, time is passing, and I need to make decisions.
In due course, sir, in due course. But first, let us look again at the exterior of your rooms.
All the windows are lit up now.
Yes, so they are. Last-minute revision before tomorrow's ordeal, I have no doubt. So, our three birds are all in their nests.
One of them seems restless enough. Look in the middle room. Someone is pacing up and down. Very agitated.
Dalat Ras.
That is not in character. He is, as a rule, the calmest of men.
I should like to have a peep at each of them.
Well, I don't know. It is the night before the examination.
An examination which you may have to postpone. This is a matter for urgency. It's also a matter for subterfuge, for disguise. Let me see. Here, I shall represent myself as a college surveyor carrying out an urgent internal inspection of rooms. You, Watson, can be the builder's foreman.
Oh. But couldn't I be...
No, you couldn't. Soames, allow me to borrow your glasses, your hat, and your scarf.
No, I... Why?
I assure you that it's necessary. There's always the possibility that I might be recognized, but these simple props will, I am sure, serve me well.
If you say so.
Yes.
Hat?
Yes.
Glasses? Scarf?
Thank you, yes. Disguise is something that I've studied closely and often made use of. It's a matter of attention to detail and self-confidence. See, the hat low on the forehead, the glasses close against the eyes, the scarf wound in such a way as to conceal the chin, yes, a slight hunching of the shoulders, and perhaps, yes, a suggestion of nasal congestion in the voice, and voila, the college surveyor. Sorry to disturb you, gentlemen, but I have a very brief investigation to make.
Good heavens, quite astounding.
Holmes is a master of disguise. He once penetrated our rooms in Baker Street dressed as a coalman. I had no idea it was he.
Come along, Foreman Watson. Gilchrist's rooms are on the first floor, are they not, Holmes?
Yes.
We'll work our way upward.
Who's that?
Mr. Gilchrist, sir.
Yes, who are you? What do you want?
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir. It's the college surveyor carrying out an inspection.
This is a strange time to be doing such a thing.
I realise that, sir, but it was a question of making sure that you were in. It won't take more than a few moments.
Well, I suppose it's all right. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. Gilchrist. Thank you very much. Yes, it's a question of the windows. We've already carried out an exterior survey, and... this is Watson, our foreman to the college builders.
Evening, sir.
Yes, I need to make a quick sketch from the inside.
I see. Well, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, let me see. I seem to have broken the lead in my pencil. I wonder, could you oblige, sir?
A pencil? Yes, here you are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah. The pain in the right ankle. So, thank you, Mr. Gilchrist. I wonder, could I borrow a knife to sharpen my own pencil with?
Certainly, here you are. You won't be doing any work here this evening, will you?
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Now, this is a very preliminary matter. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Come along, Watson.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Pencil is green in colour, and three quarters of its unused. That is not the pencil. The knife, sharp as a scalpel. So he is not the man.
He is not the man who has presented us with the pencil we seek. Further than that, I will not go. Now, for the restless Indian.
I'm busy, and I'm not to be disturbed.
I will disturb you for a moment or two, Mr. Rass. This is Mr. Watson, foreman to the college builders.
Evening, sir. Sorry for the upset.
I am the college surveyor. I need to make a quick inspection of your rooms.
Inspection? I am preparing for an important test. I cannot be interrupted in this manner. Mr. Soames...
Knows that we're here. I must seek your permission. Mr. Gilchrist below had the same reservations, but it only took a moment or two, and he was happy to oblige.
Oh, well, if Gilchrist... I suppose, in that case, you'd better come in. What is it you wish to see?
It's a matter of the window, sir. The window. I need to make a quick sketch of it.
The window? The window is unsound?
Oh, no, sir. No. Nothing like that. Well, perhaps eventually that will be Mr. Watson's problem.
Yeah, structural.
For the moment, all I need to do is make a drawing. Oh, dear. I seem to have broken the lead in my pencil. I wonder, could you oblige, sir?
I wish to borrow a pencil.
If you'd be so kind.
For a surveyor to be supplied with but one pencil seems not quite correct.
Show me the broken pencil.
Ah, here it is, sir. Yes, you can see.
Indeed, I do see. What you need is a knife, not another pencil.